You know, it is the 50th anniversary of the Mustang. Vroom.
There is a yellow Mustang convertible with my name on it somewhere in my lifetime.
Sitting on top of the Empire State Building at this very moment.
That could be mine.
Now, this was brought to our attention by a card chaser and proprietor of the Flat 12 Gallery, Jeff Allen. Welcome to the program, man.
Good morning. Good to see you guys.
How are you? You got a buddy with you, Brett Maverick Parker.
Good morning, everybody. Get my voice here.
Hey, the reason why we got these guys in the house is now you've seen the show Car Chasers, the television series, and what season are you guys in?
We just wrapped up season 2, and the exciting part is we just went international.
That's exciting.
Nice. It's very exciting. It's hola. I mean, I'm getting a lot of Spanish-speaking people calling up. I'm hitting Google Translate an awful lot.
Right.
But
really?
It's incredible.
Okay, when you're
how
going
many languages do you speak?
I only speak one, but I was really excited to find out the guy that's doing my voiceover work also does Ben Affleck.
Okay.
So I thought
Affleck. That's exciting.
Affleck.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm thinking, you're bilingual, you're sitting there saying, you know, 16 Candles, the movie comes to mind.
Automobile? The donger need food. Automobile?
All
right.
We digress.
Yeah. Okay, so I get the vision of Car Chasers and Meg's, you know, Meg's wearing you out. And then I see Spanish subtitles flashing before my eyes. That's soon to come.
Well, actually, what's neat about it is they just went ahead and did our voices. Mm-hmm. So there's no subtitles, and it's pretty funny. It's actually a whole different show. They recut them all. So you sit there and you watch an episode, and it's stuff that you did not see in the American version. So,
really?
Yeah. So I'm watching it, and I'm like, oh, wow, that's cool. I remember that. But
awesome.
It's something you wouldn't have seen.
So what countries are you in now?
Well, what happened was originally our deal for international distribution was ITV, which is the production company that did our show here in the States. In Europe is their own network. So we're on ITV4 all through Europe. And then History came along and bought us for the History Channel in Spanish. So we're really excited because they have a huge, I mean, it's bigger than the American, you know, our CNBC followers and fans. We're getting more from History Spanish than we ever did here.
Wow.
So it's incredible.
Awesome.
That's interesting. All right. So anyway, Car Chasers is just one of your occupations.
Yeah.
And you have the Flat 12 Gallery, which is over behind Gene Messer on the West Loop.
Yes.
Okay. And you have Brett Parker with you today. He's from Lubbock Auto Auction. You guys have a collaborative project. We had you guys on a couple of months ago, or you and Meg, and we were talking about the Flatland Collector Car Show and Auction at the Lubbock Auto Auction at 1122 East 34th Street right here in Lubbock. So that's coming up in May on the 17th. Tell us about the auction and everything it has to offer.
Well, we're very excited that we've already got 92 cars consigned. And this is crunch time. This last month is where we'll really pick up the pace and advertising will start to come out. What is neat about it is we're getting a tremendous amount of cars from New Mexico and Midland, Odessa, and all the surrounding areas. So I'm excited because I know that I always thought Lubbock is this big underground car town, and I thought it was neat to bring a venue to here so everybody doesn't have to travel. For those that have never been to an auction like this, it's an event. You got it, you know. And then, of course, I teamed up with Lubbock Auto Auction, which has been in business forever. I think before there was cars.
Yes, oldest auction in the state of Texas, second oldest auction in the United States.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, so, Brett, you're the outside sales guy. So what does an outside sales guy do at the auction?
Yes, I'm actually responsible for going and getting cars and bringing the dealers in to buy the cars that are there. So
okay.
It's a fun job. I basically get paid to BS all day long, and you got to love it.
You're constantly driving fast.
That's it. I put about 1,000 miles a week on my truck.
Wow.
I travel quite a bit.
That's incredible.
So is the auction going to end up as an episode on the show?
Originally, we intended it for it to, but because of the production deadlines, we couldn't pull it off in time. Because They had a hard time wrapping their head around us pulling off an auction in 2 weeks.
Maybe next time.
Yeah, I think if we go for a season three, and you know, this auction's definitely going to be a success. We can already tell.
I could hear the boardroom stuff going on there at the network. They're going, "Oh, this guy's a freak. He thinks he can do this in 2 weeks." No. But I mean,
we're doing it.
They're doing it. Hey, but you are correct, Jeff. Lubbock is an underground car town. I can tell you, I have personally been, and I'm not going to disclose the locations because I'm sure the people wouldn't appreciate it, but I've been in metal buildings that just look like there's nothing going on there, building after building after building, outside of town. And right, not too far outside of town here in Lubbock, and walk through, and there are pristine, I mean, there are millions of dollars in old cars in some of these buildings. And as you were saying a couple of months ago, we had you on the air, you were saying there are guys, you were wondering how guys keep these things from their wives, but there are guys that have just buildings full of cars and their wives have no idea.
Oh, there's a tremendous amount of that. Seriously? Going on in Lubbock. Oh, yes.
Dude. Yes.
You don't have to worry about the girlfriend they're hiding. It's the car they're hiding. Yes.
Now,
that's where all the money's going.
As the hair stands up on the back of the neck of women all over the South Plains at this moment, guys, take solace in this. You don't know what she's doing either. Is this payback for the underground shoe vault?
It could be that, or the shopping habit, for sure.
But anyway, no, it's really interesting that there's so much of this stuff. And how do you hide something like? I guess they'll find out when they read the will. You know, you got 35 classic cars worth $4 million.
Yeah. I just want to know, can you get me that Mustang that's on the top of the Empire State Building today?
I don't know about today, but maybe after the summer.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a sweet car.
How do they need to get a hold of you if they want information? We got to have the ticket information and all that. It's Saturday, May 17th. Just show up 1122 East 34th Street. If you want to list a car, how do they do it?
If you guys need to get a hold of me, my name, of course, Brett Parker. My phone number, 806-445-5732.